Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. We are here to help you improve your English language. Thank you to those people who are getting in touch with us at Adept English, sending us your suggestions for the podcasts. I've always got lots of ideas for the podcasts, but it's good to know what people want and what subjects it's helpful to make podcasts on. So we do requests. If you make a suggestion for a podcast, then normally I'll mention you in the podcast, unless you've requested that I don't do this. It's also good to have your feedback, your opinion on what we're doing at Adept English, what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like more of. And just a reminder, if you are looking for material to download to your phone so that you have lots of English listening material to use, then we have almost now 250 podcasts available. For a small fee, you can go to our website and download these to your phone, 50 podcasts at a time. That is a lot of English to practice on. Just imagine how much your English will improve if you fully understood 50 podcasts. Go and have a look at our website for more details on downloading our previous podcasts. How about today we look at an idiom? Something that we use all the time in the UK. If you remember, idioms are things we say, expressions or phrases that we use in English, which have a literal meaning, but which also have another meaning which isn't clear from the words used. So idioms need special attention because they can give you difficulty if you're learning English. And we do use them a lot. What about the expression in English, to spill the beans? Have you heard that one? Well, let's have a look at vocabulary first of all. The verb to spill, or the noun, aspill, that's S-P-I-L-L. If you imagine having a very full cup of water, it's full right to the top. Well, if you move that cup of water, especially if you move it quickly, some of the water is going to come out, and that would be a spill. Wine is often a drink which gets spilt. Can't imagine why. Beer is the same. But it's quite possible to spill coffee or tea or any other liquid. Or we even use spill for things which might flow like a liquid if there are lots of them, like balls or seeds, say. You might hear reports of a spill on a motorway. It might be milk or diesel all over the road, causing a hazard, causing danger. Or you can have an oil spill in the sea, causing harm to birds and fish. Not good. What about beans? B-E-A-N-S. Not to be confused with B-E-E-N. Well, beans are a vegetable, something you eat, and there are lots of different types of beans. In Mexican food, there are kidney beans, what you find in chili con carne. In French cuisine, you'll come across haricot beans, des haricots. In Chinese food, you'll come across what we call black beans or black bean sauce. So beans of one type or another have made their way into most types of food in the world. In the UK, we like what we call baked beans. These are beans in tomato sauce, which come in a tin, in a can, and you can eat them on toast, on toasted bread. Beans on toast may be what you have for lunch when it's cold, with tomato ketchup, of course. Anyway, spilling the beans. So the vocabulary, the words are hopefully clear to you now. When we use this phrase, we're not usually talking literally about spilling some beans on the floor. Usually, when someone says to you to spill the beans, they mean something different. Spilling the beans means to tell secret information, to tell things which perhaps you shouldn't be saying, something which you should be keeping secret. So if there is a surprise birthday celebration for your friend and you let this information slip out, you tell him before the time, then that would be spilling the beans. If you have a meeting with your boss and your boss tells you something that's happening in your company, but says, don't tell anyone yet, but you go straight away and tell your colleagues, then that would be you spilling the beans. If you have access to the inside story about something, which usually means you need to be discreet, you need not to tell it, then if you do tell the inside story to other people, that's spilling the beans, giving out more information than you should, or telling people information which you should keep secret. Another more old-fashioned way of saying this, you might say someone has let the cat out of the bag. They've let the secret out. I think we say let the cat out of the bag because once a secret, a piece of information is told, you can't untell it. You can't put the cat back in the bag. Well, not very easily. The meaning of to spill the beans has also developed slightly. Sometimes people might say to you, come on, spill the beans. And what they mean here is not necessarily that they want you to tell them something which is indiscreet, which shouldn't be told. What they mean here is, I want to hear all about what happened to you. I want to hear all about what happened and how you felt about it and how you feel now. Open it up to me. Tell me all about it. I want to hear, partly because I'm curious. I want to know. Partly because I want to be there to listen to you, to support you. If you're with someone you know really well, this phrase, come on, spill the beans, may be shortened still further. Someone might say to you, come on, spill, which means, come on, I'm listening, tell me all about it. So it still has the older, more negative meaning of telling something which is meant to be a secret, but there's a less negative meaning also. Spill the beans means, tell me how you really feel about this. Tell me all about it. So what about a bit of practice using these phrases? Try repeating these after me for pronunciation practice. I'll say them three times. He was in trouble at work for spilling the beans about the new project. He was in trouble at work for spilling the beans about the new project. He was in trouble at work for spilling the beans about the new project. My daughter let the cat out of the bag about my sister's surprise party. My daughter let the cat out of the bag about my sister's surprise party. My daughter let the cat out of the bag about my sister's surprise party. Come on, spill the beans. I want to know all about how your interview went. Come on, spill the beans. I want to know all about how your interview went. Come on, spill the beans. I want to know all about how your interview went. I hope that's helpful, and I hope now you'll understand the meaning of to spill the beans or to let the cat out of the bag when you hear them used. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.